honored to have our congressman here today, Congressman Tom McClintock. He is spending the most of the day in Mariposa County, probably the day and evening, if I got it right. And so we really thank you for doing that. We know that while we interact with our constituents on a daily basis in a county like Mariposa, whether it's at the grocery store or you name it, you've got about over 700,000 of them. And so we think it's just vital that you do. We really appreciate your time here in Mariposa with a broad cross-section of our folks here. So we'd be happy to have you give us a few words.
Well, thank you, Mr. Chairman, very much. I want to thank all of you for the invitation to join you today. It's been a pleasure to work with the board, and I also want to thank you for your hospitality in making the board chambers available for the town hall meeting that we're planning tonight. Thank you very much for that. I want today to particularly sound the alarm over proposals for Yosemite from the National Park Service that would remove some of the most desirable riverside campgrounds in the park, that would substantially reduce parking within the park boundaries, remove tourist amenities like bicycle and raft rentals, swimming pools, the ice rink at Curry Village, and the historic stone Sugar Pine Bridge. And to add insult to injury, all of this comes with a $250 million price tag, which means taxpayers not only lose all of these amenities, but they have to pay for the privilege of losing them. Yosemite belongs to the American people, and the Park Service's job is to welcome them and accommodate them when they visit their park, not restrict and harass them. Tourists don't go where they're not welcomed. Yosemite competes with hundreds of other state and federal parks, and the more inconvenient and unpleasant they make it for Yosemite visitors, the fewer visitors they're going to have. That, in turn, will devastate the economy of all of the surrounding communities whose economies depend upon tourism. I spent yesterday in Oakhurst meeting with concerned citizens and business owners there, and I'm very happy to be here in Mariposa today for the same purpose. What can be done? Well, so far, I think we have five options. First, I'm meeting with park officials later today to express these sentiments as clearly as I possibly can. Second, the public comment period on the proposal should be extended, since the general public is only now becoming aware of the anti-tourism nature of this plan. And I'm pleased to say that we've been joined by Congressman Sam Farr, a Democrat from the Santa Clara area, who is also concerned about this. So I think there's strong bipartisan concern over the Merced River plan. Third, I'm looking at the prospect of standalone legislation to forbid the destruction of these facilities. Fourth, I'll propose amendments to any Appropriations Act involving the Park Service to forbid them from using taxpayer funds to destroy the facilities at the park. Fifth, I'm seeking a congressional investigation into this matter by the Public Lands Subcommittee on which I sit to fully expose the plan and hold accountable those who are responsible for it. Any additional suggestions that you might have would be highly valued. I want to thank you again for anything that you can do to express opposition to this destructive proposal, and again to express my sincere gratitude to every one of you for the pleasure it's been in working with all of you.